Its North American operations employ more than 120,000 people. Ford plans to do this over 6 years. The action will affect workers in Michigan, Ohio, Missouri, and Georgia, and in Ontario, Canada. The news from Ford last week was not unexpected. General Motors announced similar cost-cutting measures in November. GM and Ford have both been losing market share in North America. As recently as 1998, Ford had 25% of the United States market. Auto Data, an industry information provider, says the number has shrunk to around 19%. By closing factories, Ford and GM expect to reduce costs. They are also reducing their production capacity in North America. Experts say the car makers have been making too many vehicles for their share of the market. Credit rating companies have also been concerned about the cutting of prices through sales incentive programs. Low prices sell more cars, but they also lower profits. GM, for example, sold more than 9 million vehicles last year, its second highest total ever. Yet, it reported a loss of more than $3,000 million. Ford reported a profit of $2,000 million last year. But most of the gains were from financial services. Ford's automotive business lost about $1,000 million. Most of that was from its sales in North America. Ford reported profits in South America, Europe, and Asia. Both Ford and GM have reported fast growth in Asia. Ford says its sales in China grew 46% last year. Sales growth in South America has also been strong. The market in North America is changing. Strong sales in trucks and sports utility vehicles provided big profits in recent years. Today, with fuel prices up, many people are buying more economical cars. America's big three car makers, GM, Ford, and Daimler Chrysler, face competition from another big three. Those are Toyota, Honda, and Nissan of Japan. In fact, Toyota could soon pass General Motors to become the biggest seller of automobiles in the world. This VOA Special English Economics report was written by Mario Ritter. Our reports are online at voaspecialenglish.com. I'm Steve Ember.
Welcome to American Mosaic,